Hughie, Ed and Aaron, Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Can we speak to a legend, a worldwide superstar? Can we do that right now?
Yes, we can. The most beautiful man in the world, 30 years running, Fabio joins us on the line. Hello, Fabio.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
No,
how are you guys doing?
Fabio. We're so much better after hearing your voice. This is huge for us. I've been a fan of yours since, I don't know how long, so long. You have been, age were you when you got famous?
Well, I went to New York, I was about 19 years old. And then when I started, I started modeling since I was 14. But then 18 years old when I went to, 19 actually, when I went to New York and I got signed by Ford Modeling Agency.
So it's over 40 years of modeling. That is an unbelievable achievement to stand the test of time.
It's been a while, put it that way.
What's your connection with Australia? Because you also did, what was it, the show, not Full Frontal.
Aston James?
Yes, Aston James.
That's right.
I always love Australia. I think, you know, Australia is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. And I've been around the world and, you know, it's so beautiful and people, they're so accommodating. They're down to earth and they're just great people. And also, you know, everybody in the world knows that actually Australia have the most amazing extract and plants and they're very ahead of everybody in homeopathic remedies, you know, Australia and New Zealand, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. When two entrepreneurs from Sydney, they came to Los Angeles and they say, Fabio, you know, we want to launch a line of product for men and eventually also for women. We can come out with the most amazing extract from Australia and we can use your Italian design style and come out with an amazing luxury line. And that's what we did.
I wanted to shout out to Liam Robinson and Daniel Phillips.
Two local lads.
Yeah, two Sydney boys who are behind
they're great
all
guys. They're great guys. I love to work with those guys.
Would you say that Australian men and Australian people in general are the best people in the world, Fabio?
Yes, definitely.
I can attest to that.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. Equinox Gym in West Hollywood. It's one of the most famous gyms in the world.
Yep.
The Rock trains there. Everybody trains there. Cameron Diaz. Yeah. I was in there one day with a mate of mine who lived there, a handsome guy.
Yeah.
We saw Fabio working out.
Yep.
Well, I said, that guy's the best looking man I've ever seen. Hang on, that's Fabio. My mate walked up to you, buddy. Fabio, and he said, hey, Fabio, you look great. Nice hair. And you know what Fabio did? Took time out of his workout. He shook my mate's hand and he said, and looked deep into his eyes and said, you look great too.
Aww.
That's the man. That's Fabio right there.
Well, that's why he connects with Australians.
What's the secret to the beautiful
hair? I love Australia. I love Australian people because they're down to earth and, you know, it's like, listen, life is too short. And you can't take yourself seriously.
Fabio, as a man who's about to, I've just clocked over to 50. I know you've clocked over to 60. In what decade, and I think right now, I'm going to say right now you've never looked hotter, but looking back, do you reckon you had one decade where you were the hottest, like as in physically you felt the sexiest?
Listen, I take life day by day. I don't take myself seriously, and I just have fun with life. That is the most important thing in life. You know, there's much more depth in the way you just look, And I think, you lose some of your look, but you know what? Also, you become wiser.
Just quickly,
so it's
secret to your hair, even though it's what's on the inside that counts. Secret to good hair.
Aston James.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bringing
it back, baby. Aston James. That's where he's at. Now, Fabio's range with Aston James. It's out now. Get involved. AstonJamesProducts.com. Fabio, what a treat.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to ask you this. Which football team do you support? Which Italian football team do you support?
I don't like soccer.
I'm
sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I never liked soccer. No. You know, I think a bunch of wussy running around the ball. I like American football.
Hit other men, when they go hard into each other and they don't complain.
Think about this. Australian, they have the same. They have Australian football with very much like American football without padding. So, you know, that's real men, what real
that's
men
what
do.
They
don't play soccer.
Don't play soccer.
And they don't... I won't say. I don't want to upset soccer people. But
Fabio,
there you go from Fabio.
It's a pleasure, Fabio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, guys.